Hi, this is Andy Butcher, editor of Christian Retailing Magazine, and welcoming you to the August Editorial Department podcast, an opportunity when the CR team, we get together for a few minutes and just talk about some of what's going to be occupying our time and attention in this coming month, and also some of the many new products and so on that have been coming across our desks in recent weeks. We start by introducing the team and asking them to bring each one new release or item that's particularly caught their attention from the many that we've seen. So let's start this month with Felicia Mann, our online editor.
Well, this month I am pretty interested in a DVD by Shane Claiborne and Isaac Anderson. It's called Economy of Love. And what really piqued my interest about it is that they are taking apart or comparing the Kingdom of God, the patterns in the Kingdom of God, with patterns in the world, and talking about how Christians should try and operate within the pattern that God has already set forth for us, as opposed to the world. And they also talk about getting closer to the poor and just some of the biblical principles that we should follow.
Great. Now, that's a small group DVD, is that right?
Yes, it's a 5-week study. And so on that DVD, they kind of take you through the Kingdom of God patterns and they share with you.
And that's coming from whom?
This is the House of the House Studio, Beacon Hill Press of Kansas City.
And Shane Claiborne would be well known for the book from Zondervan from 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. the well-known book whose title is currently completely escaping.
Jesus for President?
Is that the one you're thinking of? Thank you, Felicia. Yes, good. But his name would be well-known even if the book we can't remember.
But so certainly in the monastery movement.
Right, yeah, the new monasticism. Yes. Right, yeah, absolutely.
And the community, I think, is in
Philadelphia.
So that'd be very interesting. Thanks, Felicia, very much. Okay, moving on now. Our editorial assistant, Danielle Tomlinson, what have you picked for us this month?
My pick of the month is called Bittersweet by Shauna Nkeist. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. And it is a release from Zondervan this month. This book is a collection of essays about the author's personal experiences of her struggles and doubts and how to find the good in God during these times. The author writes, you know, with honesty about the challenges her and her husband face, such as job changes, a move, and miscarriages. But she also focuses on the good in life. She loves to write about, you know, food, friends, and family. I think readers will enjoy reading about her experiences and will be able to relate with her, since we all go through struggles at, you know, in life at one point or another. But it'll also help readers to learn to find the good in the lessons learned during these times.
Great, thank you. Now, her first book was well received, and she's perhaps not well known to some people, but she's the daughter of Bill Hybels from Willow Creek, right? So, yeah, thanks for that. Eric Tionse, our news editor. What do you have for us, Eric?
Well, being the dad of four small children, my pick this month that caught my eye is the Family Reading Bible from Zondervan. It just came out. If you notice on the cover, you can't see it if you're listening, of course, but there's a photo of just the lower half of this family kind of sitting on the floor, and you can see their socks. So
in their stocking feet.
In their stocking feet, yes. And Zondervan has been promoting this quite a bit. We saw displays at ICRS recently, and they say that it's kind of first of its kind, of course, Bible family study, three easy reading tracks to accommodate any children of any age. You can read, you know, from small children to tweens to teenagers.
Okay, and that's released now?
It just came out.
Okay.
July.
So we need to ask in a couple of months how it's going for you, right?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
We want to actually use it for homeschooling. Tammy does.
Very neat. Thanks, Eric. And Chris Johnson, our managing editor.
Well, we're sticking with the Bible and with children's. I like the Children of God Storybook Bible from Zonderkids, and that's coming out August 6th. And it's with Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who, of course, is well-known the world over. And he tells 50 of his favorite Bible stories, and then they're illustrated from artists around the world. So they bring in that cultural bent from each of the places these illustrators are from, too.
Good, thank you.
And people should go online and actually see the video that Zonderkids has done, as well as there's a dedicated website with some audio telling some of the stories, which are really, really good.
Great. Now, can they find those links through our website?
Yes, I believe I put them in a blog, in the book blog.
So www.christianretailing.com. Great, thank you. Well, my pick this month, I'm going back to DVDs, and my pick for this month is Holy Man Undercover. It's a PureFlix Entertainment movie released, written by and starring David A.R. White, who may be better known, he'd be remembered or recognized by people for being involved in several end times prophetic type drama and thriller movies over the past few years. And this is a movie based from a one-man show that he's toured churches successfully for some time now. And kind of really quite unlikely. It's a comedy, and it's about an Amish guy who goes to Hollywood as a missionary and ends up playing Satan on a TV show. I mean, it all sounds very unlikely, but it's really
Hollywood, you say.
Yeah, right, Hollywood, yeah. It's really very, very cute. It's got a little bit of a vibe of kind of almost like a kind of Will Ferrell type kind of comedy, crazy comedy, nice. but much more, you know, family accessible and, you know, appropriate, of course. And also got some real interesting themes about peer pressure and that kind of thing.
And with Amish fiction being so big, I would think that people would want to watch this.
Well, it can be interesting. I mean, you know, it doesn't poke fun at the Amish, but it's making fun of the whole situation, the unlikely contrast there. So, you know, it's going to be kind of interesting. And it's even got John Schneider, you know, who's now, you know, Christian actor, been in some Christian movies, better known from his days, you know, back in one of the Dukes of Hazzard. He actually plays Satan. So, so there you go. But Holy Man Undercover.
Worth the DVD price, right?
Absolutely. The price of admission alone. But very, very unusual. Christian comedy is kind of a new area. I mean, we know Christian movies are growing as an area, but the comedy area is very, very new. And this is just a lot of fun. So it'll be interesting to hear what people think and see about that. Well, that's our picks. Let's just take a couple of minutes, and Eric, just remind us, what are some of the big things news-wise that we've been engaging our attention?
Well, probably the biggest news this past week is GMA announcing that they're moving their Dove Awards from Nashville to Atlanta next year, which is big news. But we didn't even mention it in our story, but the Nashville people, especially the conventioneers there, are unhappy because it's never been anywhere else in the 40 plus history of the Dove Awards. It's never been outside of Nashville, so they're kind of wondering why now. And GMA didn't really answer our questions as far as, you know, was there any financial related aspect to this move. So but they're very excited about the move. They say that Atlanta is a good venue because lots of Christian artists such as Chris Tomlin, Third Day, and Casting Crowns are in Atlanta base. So they're saying, you know, this is going to really just spread, you know, the popularity and, you know, the impact of gospel music to other parts of the country.
So a good thing for them, a time when they've come through some difficult months in reorganization and refitting. So maybe part of setting them for the future. Now, you mentioned Chris Tomlin and Atlanta base. We've heard a little bit of news too about him, right?
Yes. We just found out, it's making the rounds on the web, that he just got engaged recently.
All right. One of the best known worship leaders and songwriters the last few years, and a multiple Dove winner. So congratulations to Chris Tomlin. Also looking ahead, we have the date of October 23 in mind and Christian Store Day, where stores are going to be signing up to take part in this initiative to try to drive retail traffic to Christian stores, similar to the independent record store day that's been very successful over the past few years. So we've written more about that online, and it will be in our forthcoming August and September issues, right? So it'd be, and I just personally want to encourage, you know, every store to be part of this. There's going to be a $5 benefit CD and giveaways from suppliers and so on. So just a great opportunity for the Christian retail community to come together and promote it, and they're doing so under the banner, I think it's like Celebrate Faith and Community. So plenty for people to get behind there.
Yes, GMA is indirectly involved in that through their Christian Music Trade Association with that $5 CD benefit that you mentioned.
Right. And in fact, I recall, I believe that CMTA, the Christian Music Trade Association, were actually one of the original instigators of the whole idea, because they said they saw what had happened in the music world in the general market and said, hey, why don't we try this, you know, for the Christian world? So props to them.
And that benefits Haiti, right?
Yeah, that's right. The all the proceeds from the $5 CD are going to go to Compassion International and Samaritan's Purse and World Vision. So again, something well worth supporting. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that does work out. And the other news is been about the Shack, right?
Yes, you would know more about that than I would. Big news as far as the legal battles regarding the Shack.
Right. Kind of a sad chapter to this incredible story that we've all, you know, followed over the past 2 to 3 years. The three men originally involved in shaping the story, William, Paul Young, involved now in a legal dispute over royalties with the two other men who were part of that. From my inquiries, we're understanding that there may be some court hearing or deliberations on that during the month of August. People have not said an awful lot about it. Referrals from Paul Young's side have been sent to his attorney. We've spoken to them for a report for our September issue. But Wayne Jacobson, one of the Windblown Media folks, has issued a statement which is at his website, just expressing kind of great regret about that. And, you know, considering it was viewed by so many people as like a new model for Christian publishing and kind of a wake up for the industry. These people came out of nowhere in this incredible success. Very unfortunate, whatever the details may be there. I'm sure people are going to be kind of sad and also want to know, hey, what's it all about?
It had something to do with William Paul Young not getting all of the income that he thought he was due, correct?
Allegedly due by today's on the contract base and so on, yeah.
But I think it's all royalties based, correct?
So very important. Obviously, we'll be following it more closely, but and then also interested to see what lessons are there for the rest of us to learn from that. But meanwhile, the Shack continues to ride high on the bestsellers list. So. Well, let's move on and talk a little bit, Chris Johnson, about books and Bibles, still the core category in stores. What can you tell us?
Yes, Carrie and Chris Shook are back with another 30-day plan in Love at Last Sight. You may recall that their 1 Month to Live was a New York Times bestseller. And so Love at Last Sight is from Waterbrook Press, coming out August 10th. And it basically talks about your close relationships and how, you know, you should consider, well, this might be the last time that I see this person, and so if this is my last sight of him and his last sight of me, then how should I act at that moment?
It sounds a little bit gloomy, is it not?
Well, not really. It's just sort of it's really like an end-of-life perspective. Although, you know, it's not just husbands, wives, it's, close friends or just people who have a great impact in your life and how you want to cultivate that relationship over time. So it sounds like a good thing to me.
I guess like a spur to kind of intentional living, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's a good way to put
certainly
it.
Certainly their last 30-day program was hugely successful, wasn't it? A lot of churches got behind that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
And I think they're going to be on the Today Show, and so it's going to ramp up a bit.
Right.
And also in book news this time, we have a Bill Hybels book, The Power of a Whisper, about being attuned to the voice of God. And then we have Rebecca Alonzo with her true crime story, which is the story of her family's life, called The Devil in Pew Number 7.
Okay. Mm. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about Bibles in our top picks. Was there anything other related to that category that we should know?
Well, Max Lucado, he's coming out with a revision of a Bible that he did some time ago with Thomas Nelson. It used to be called the Inspirational Study Bible, and now it's the Lucado Life Lessons Study Bible.
Hmm.
So right. That's coming out in September.
Thank you.
August, sorry.
All right, thank you. So talking about bestsellers now, Danielle, just bring us up to speed with what's happening this month.
Well, on the CBA top sellers, at number one, we have Time with God for Mothers, and that is a Thomas Nelson release. And at number two is Crazy Love by Francis Chan with Davy C. Cook. And number three is Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, and that's a Thomas Nelson release. And then the ECPA top sellers list is very similar. Number one is Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, that's Thomas Nelson. Number two is Crazy Love, Francis Chan. And number three is Bringing Up Girls, and that's by James C. Dobson with Tyndale House Publishers. And on the music list, let me name off a couple here. Number one, newly engaged Chris Tomlin, his CD Hello Love.
Yes, indeed. Hello Love.
Number two, the generous Mr. Lovewell, and that's Mercy Me.
See a theme here?
Yep, I see it. Number three is Between Two Worlds, and that's by Trip Lee.
Great, thank you. And one thing, just for which I perhaps explain for folks who listen month by month, the difference between one of the differences between the CBA and ECPA lists. Michael Covington contacted us after last month to explain that when ECPA reports seasonal sales, they will pull out seasonal titles related maybe to Mother's Day or whatever from the sales that they're reporting, because they recognize these lists are going to be published after the event, and that to have, you know, books that were available for an event that happened last month is not helpful to retailers looking to know what's come in. So that's one of the reasons for a little bit of the difference that sometimes occurs between the two lists there. Thanks, Danielle. And moving on to the gifts world, what can you tell us now, Chris?
Well, in the I also wanted to say in the top sellers, there's an interesting one at number five on the ECPA list, a first-time author, Chris Travis, who has this book called Unnamed by Standard Publishing. And it's about Bible heroes and also modern-day heroes and how we can be heroes, even unnamed heroes. Like in the Bible, there was a lot of people who were unnamed but yet were pivotal in the biblical story. And so Chris himself is an interesting person. He's got a blog, and he's talking about the book, and he's a former pastor in Cincinnati, and now he lives in New York City, and he teaches math in the public schools there. So he's trying to be a hero, I guess, in the public schools. I think it would take a hero for that sometimes.
Yeah, right. Thank you. And gifts.
And so in gifts, we have Retail Focus this month. And in Retail Focus, we're looking ahead to Christmas. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe, but we are working in retail and we work far ahead. And so we do have some gifts there.
Talking of that, Chris, just to say, I actually was on Facebook today. I have a friend from England who blogged today. Bear in mind, we're talking August the 3rd, that in one of the leading department stores in England, their Christmas trees and Christmas gifts are out in the store. Can you believe that?
Wow.
August the 3rd.
Worse than America, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I do remember last year some of them did it very early, so maybe they're scaling back a little.
But interestingly, in the article we have in our August issue, that's the very issue that we're discussing with for Christian retailers. Where do they get the balance of like that sweet spot of where do they usher in the Christmas season? Because they, you know, they want to be sensitive to the community that, frankly, can be a little bit offended if it becomes too kind of commercialized and we're trying to push this thing down people's throats. And so it's a real, real tricky balancing act.
Right, and Vicki Geist from Cedar Springs, she mentions that September is probably about the ideal time, September, October, to get started on Christmas. We have some gifts that are mentioned here. Lighthouse Christian Products with their Jesus ornaments. They're continuing to add to that popular line called the Heart of Christmas. And Roman has a kneeling Santa. We're getting into outdoors gifts here. And also Manual Woodworkers and Weavers has some Sandy Clough products, including a nice seashell pillow we've mentioned here.
Great. Thanks, Chris. And Felicia Manor, online editor, what can you tell us about opportunities for stores through our virtual Christian Retailing Show that's going on right now?
Yeah, we have our virtual summer show that's happening right now, Christian Retailing Summer Show. And right now, you can go on our website, vcrs.christianretailing.com, and you can look at all of our different vendors on there, and you can get webinars. We had one just recently. It's called Is God Just a Human Invention? And you can go on VCRS and you can hear the replay of that. It's really good things, and you can just peruse the website and just get really great deals and find out about author and artist release. And if you register, you get the opportunity to win an iPad.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a great place for retailers and for stores, and you know.
Right. Particularly for any stores who may not have been able to get to an event in person, it gives an opportunity to keep up with some of the new products and so on and releases that have been coming out. Thank you. And we're going to be adding some other features for retailers, right? Particularly with some of our roundtables.
Yes, we're going to do roundtables on various subjects, like I'm doing one on DVDs sales with retailers, and I'm not sure which one you're
doing. Yeah, I spoke recently with all of the winners of the CBA Retailer Excellence Awards at ICRO. It's got some great ideas on marketing and merchandising there. Yes. And we have an additional one coming soon from you, Felicia.
Yeah, we just recently spoke with young adults and their, you know, perspective on Christian retailing stores. And we got some really good perspectives on ideas that stores can use to reach to that into that market and such. It was good.
Great. Well, thank you. Well, that just about wraps it up for this month from the Christian Retailing team. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to getting together with you again at the beginning of September to see what's coming then.